You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Taku Tai Kemp.
For their weekly catch-up, Hannah spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Taku Tai Kemp about their petition to remove the British monarchy as our head of state, which was launched following the King's coronation. They also discussed former Labour MP Meka Whaitiri joining Te Pāti Māori. Here is that interview.
Well, I guess just to start with, firstly acknowledging Heather, you know, being courageous and being brave and providing the key to unlock the shackles, as she says, to setting her whanaunga Meka free. And I just want to acknowledge Heather, you know, for taking that step and being brave to do that. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to do that, to do what Heather did. And a big mihi to her for being able to unlock those shackles for her whanaunga. But I guess I know everyone's really, not confused, but, you know, just want to know around what happened. And, I mean, for us, it, from where I sit in my role in this, it's that Meka spoke to that, to those that matter, and for her, that's her whānau, her hapū and her iwi, and she listened to her puku, to her wairua, which called her home, and she made a decision to come to Te Pāti Māori. And people are saying it's waka jumping, but for us, we call it, it's about whakapapa affirmation, you know, affirming your right to being who we are as Māori. And she took that step. So it was a great, a really momentous day for us last week on, I want to say Tuesday, last week, Wednesday. Gosh, I've lost the days. But last week was a very momentous day for us as Māori, as Te Pāti Māori. You know, we're 100% sad, but 100% excited about what lies ahead for us for Te Pāti Māori. And we welcome Meka into Te Pāti Māori, because Te Pāti Māori is the waharo for anyone who wants to come home, who wants to come back to being Māori and to be, to be liberated and knowing where the right place is for them to come and be truly Māori.
What do you make of Whaitiri's statement that Te Tiriti guarantees Māori unfettered control of natural resources, including water, and that Labour is stepping back from that by dropping co-governance? Because that seems to be the reason that she's provided for why she resigned.
Oh, look, Meka has her reasons why, and why she has stepped down and come to Te Pāti Māori. And look, we support and tautoko her coming home to an Indigenous party, and we look forward to being with her and being able to see her in an Indigenous space of Te Pāti Māori.
Do you see some echoes of foreshore and seabed in terms of there being like a split from Labour over them not providing adequate protection to rights that Māori have?
I mean, they are similar, but also not the same. You know, when we think about, Whaiatari and her crossing the floor and Meka crossing over to Te Pāti Māori. Very momentous occasions, but have very two different reasons of why they've stepped across. But for Meka, she's clear about what she wants to do and why she's coming back to Te Pāti Māori. And as the waharo, we will always be here for anyone who wants to come home.
What would you say is the difference between Te Pāti Māori and Labour? What differentiates these two political parties?
Well, we are the only Indigenous political party in Aotearoa. We strive for mana motuhake, and tino rangatiratanga is the vehicle for that. So, and we are very clear that we haven't ceded any of our rights, and so there's a big difference between Te Pāti Māori and Labour, but the main thing is we can be truly Māori and true to who we are.
And I guess there's more space to sort of push that forward as a coalition partner than there is within the party itself, is there?
Well, we can be unapologetic, we can speak our truth, and it's done in a mana-enhancing way, and it's always about mana motuhake, and it's always about our people.
Just moving on to the coronation of King Charles that just happened over the weekend, I understand that Te Pāti Māori was calling for the king to acknowledge and apologise for the impacts of colonisation. Now, obviously, this didn't happen at the coronation, but it's still worth getting into. Like, what does merit an apology from the crown?
Well, like Te Rāwhiti has said, there is no honour in this crown. It's tainted with the blood of Indigenous nations, and the throne upon which he now sits is at the apex of white supremacy globally. We, you know, what we want for Te Pāti Māori is that we want, it's not actually a republic. What we want is a treaty-centric Aotearoa. And what does that look like? It looks like how we will treat you when you come to our marae. You know, you will be welcomed, you will be fed, no one should be starving, you will be hosted, you will be loved, you will be taken care of, you will be safe. Those are all things that we believe is a treaty-centric Aotearoa. And, you know, yes, we would love to see an apology from the king and the crown, but until then, hey, this is what we are striving towards, a treaty-centric Aotearoa.
You mentioned that the British crown sort of sits on the blood of Indigenous nations, and Te Pāti Māori's call to the king to acknowledge the impacts of colonisation, that was actually part of a joint statement with other Indigenous peoples in the Commonwealth, wasn't it? It was actually a matter of solidarity between Indigenous peoples who have all been subject to the same treatment by the British crown.
Yes, correct. So it was an advocacy group of 14 countries, you know, and all asking for the same, for an apology from the crown, from the king, about the impact of colonisation and their role in that in terms of our Indigenous nations.
What are the actual impacts of colonisation that we're talking about here?
Well, look, we can already see it, you know, and if I just use an example of what happened with King Tuheitia, you know, and over at the coronation, and where our own government didn't acknowledge or respect him as King Tuheitia, as the Māori king, and did not follow protocol, did not follow tikanga in the way that it should have been upheld for King Tuheitia. So that's just a simple impact of colonisation, where our own government undervalue who we are as a people and undervalue our Māori king. And for us, it's not acceptable. And I'm not sure if you heard, but Tuku Roirangi Morgan, the chair, has called for Phil Goff's resignation, because we should be, and there should, you know, we've been asked calling for senior advisors, senior roles for Māori to be in these positions so that the our tikanga are followed and respected. And we've seen it time and time again. And this is just another example of colonisation, the impact it has, and how our people are treated.
You mentioned that we should move towards a tiriti-centric Aotearoa, and I was just wondering if this sort of seems to be momentum building in moving away from the crown or cutting ties. For example, Barbados became a republic last year. Does this like fit into this sort of momentum that's building?
Well, what we're saying in Te Pāti Māori is that is not a republic. You know, what we want is not a republic. What we want is a treaty-centric Aotearoa. And that looks like how we will treat you when you come to our marae. You know, you will be welcomed, you will be looked after, you'll be fed, you'll be taken care of, you'll be safe.
So does that mean maintaining a relationship with the crown?
Well, we can always have a relationship. It just depends what that looks like. But what it is a tiriti-centric Aotearoa.
I guess I'm just wondering if, because Te Tiriti is a document that was signed between Māori and the crown, does that necessitate maintaining that relationship with the crown instead of you know, becoming a republic and cutting that tie entirely?
A Tiriti-centric Aotearoa is based on Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So it's not based on the Treaty of Waitangi, which is what, you know, is upheld at the moment. What we want is it is based on Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and that would be the founding document moving forward.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takuta Kemp on their calls for the British monarchy to be removed as our head of state, as well as Mika Whaitiri.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takuta Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.